Well, first, December 7th is a very important day. We recall the attacks on Pearl Harbor, the anniversary today. So let's remember in our prayers all those who lost their lives in the attack and all our veterans. Today, of course, is the feast day of St. Ambrose, Bishop and Doctor of the Church. He's considered one of the four great Latin doctors of the Church, along with St. Augustine, St. Leo the Great, and St. Jerome. So St. Ambrose is one of those four great and early Latin doctors of the Church. He was born in 340, died in 397, considered one of the greatest bishops in the history of the Church, a scholar, a scripture commentator, a great preacher, and the one who converted St. Augustine to the faith. So he and Monica were close friends and praying and working for Augustine's conversion. St. Ambrose was born into a wealthy Roman family. His father was one of the Roman officials in Gaul, to modern-day France. Ambrose received a tremendous education in the classics, and then he became a lawyer, worked in the Roman law courts for many years, then was appointed governor in northern Italy, in Milan. Well, when the Bishop of Milan died in 374, the next bishop had to be chosen, and so the people of Milan publicly acclaimed Ambrose for bishop. The problem was he wasn't baptized yet. He was a catechumen. He was, again, a very virtuous and honest man, having been a public official. The people knew about his integrity, and so they said, let's have him as our next bishop. So 8 days later, he completed his catechumenate, was baptized, then he was ordained a priest, and then he was consecrated bishop. So it's not the typical choosing of a bishop, as you can see. Well, he faced many difficulties, first with the Empress Justina, who was an Arian. She was a quasi-Christian who denied the divinity of Christ. She tried to take two churches and make them Arian churches. And St. Ambrose, the Bishop of Milan, was able to stand up to her and not let that happen. Another occasion, the Emperor Theodosius committed a great crime, a great sin, when there was a riot in a part of Greece. Theodosius had the 7,000 people in the amphitheater executed and put to death in a massacre. Well, this Emperor Theodosius then tried to continue being a Catholic or a Christian leader, and Ambrose excommunicated him so he could not receive communion or enter the church until he did public penance. So there was this great battle between church and state. What was more powerful? Would it be the church? Would this Emperor Theodosius accept the excommunication and public penance that Ambrose demanded? And Ambrose was able to say, the emperor is not above the church, he is in the church, he's a member of the church. And to Theodosius' credit, he repented, he did public penance on the steps of the cathedral for many days and months, and then he was restored back to the practice of the faith. But again, it shows the power that St. Ambrose had as bishop, that even the emperor would listen to him and publicly repent and do penance for his great crime. But with the lowly and the poor, Ambrose showed great kindness and gentleness. When he was elected bishop, he gave away all his personal property to the poor. He lived very frugally, organized charities for the needy, and on one occasion even had the beautiful gold vessels at the altar melted down and sold to provide money to ransom Catholics that had been captured by barbarians. And again, his most famous blessing that he gave to the church was helping to convert St. Augustine. Monica came to Ambrose and told him about Augustine. Augustine was really captivated by Ambrose because Ambrose was not only a very saintly and very holy bishop, but he was so well educated, especially in the classics, in Greek and philosophy. And Augustine was, of course, a philosopher himself. And Ambrose was an expert in Cicero. And so this Because Ambrose was a great orator, Augustine would just go to listen to his talks, and this helped to convert him. And Monica kept telling Ambrose, please help my son. And it was very interesting, some of the words that Ambrose told Monica, because she'd been praying for 20 years. And he said to her, a child of so many tears will not be lost. Great comforting words to Monica, a child of so many tears, because Monica had prayed and wept for Augustine for 20 years, he would not be lost. Another interesting occasion, Ambrose said great words of wisdom to Monica. He said, talk more to God about Augustine and less to Augustine about God. Again, a very interesting point, that her job was not to nag Augustine and keep talking to Augustine, but was to talk to God about Augustine, to continue to pray for Augustine. And he was converted. He repented. He got baptized at the age of 33. Not only became a priest, but a bishop and a doctor of the church. So again, we honor a great holy bishop and doctor of the church, St. Ambrose. But without him, we perhaps would not have had the conversion of St. Augustine. I'll give you a blessing now with the relic of St. Ambrose. You can venerate it after Mass. Through the intercession of St. Ambrose, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.